Finally, last week's new recommendations on breast cancer screening continue to resonate. A government-appointed panel of independent experts suggested that women hold off getting regular mammograms until age 50. Yesterday, we heard Cindy Pearson of the National Women's Health Network explain why her group welcomes these new guidelines. Pearson says mammograms just aren't that effective for younger women. But for some breast cancer survivors, that's hard to accept. Journalist Renee Seiler says the debate over whether to screen is a very personal one.
I recently met Stephanie Spielman, a wife, a mother, and breast cancer patient, battling for the fifth time. She was very frail, with a warm smile and what could best be described as a peach fuzz-like mullet where her hair was just starting to grow again. Ironically, we met during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I thought about Stephanie and so many others last week when the U.S. Prevention Task Force announced its revamped mammography guidelines. Among their recommendations, that most women in their 40s do not need routine screening, and in their 50s, a mammogram every other year is sufficient. Why? Because in women 40 to 49, only one in every 1,900 mammograms found breast cancer, along with a high rate of false positives, results that would necessitate further tests and possible surgery. That number was 1 in 1,300 for women 50 and older. The task force said it was also trying to alleviate the anxiety of a false positive. How about the really horrible anxiety of finding a late-stage breast cancer, one that could have been detected earlier and with better prognosis on a mammogram? The task force said these recommendations are for women of average risk, not for women like me. See, my mother and father both had breast cancer, and that, coupled with multiple biopsies and my own breast disease, ultimately led me to choose a preventive mastectomy in 2007. Family history is a big risk factor, but it only counts for about 10 to 15% of breast cancer cases. The rest come right out of the blue in women of average risk. So that's why I cannot fathom telling doctors not to teach women breast self-exam, which is exactly what the task force did. Aren't we supposed to know our own bodies? What looks wrong, feels wrong? We're supposed to know our cholesterol number, blood pressure reading. Why would we not want to know what our breasts feel like? A breast self-exam is free, it's easy, and what's the harm? Tell women like Stephanie, who found her own lump in the shower, that it's pointless. She was 30 years old and pregnant at the time. The task force's recommendations have been almost universally decried. Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of Health and Human Services, advised women to keep doing what they're doing, as did Susan G. Komen for The Cure and the American Cancer Society. As always, and this hasn't changed, know your personal risk, talk to your doctor, and if he or she won't listen, find someone who will. Stephanie Spielman died last Thursday, leaving her husband and four children heartbroken. The task force and its probabilities be damned. Another breast cancer death is simply one too many.
Renee Seiler is author of Good Enough Mother and produces a video blog under the same name. Our senior producer, Alicia Montgomery, also has her own story. Early detection saved her mom's life. And you can read Alicia's blog on our website at npr.org. Just click on Programs, then Tell Me More. And that's our program for today. I'm Jennifer Ludden, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.